Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP. It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
Sound like you're trying to be over sexy today. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
It's the hair color, dog.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, Strawberry Letter. She got strawberry hair. Come on, look up.
Cute. Subject. Thank you, nephew. Subject. She gives my husband marital advice. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband played a significant role in politics in our city for 15 years, and then he started a business that we now run together. When he was in politics, he interacted with lots of prominent females that he called his associates. When rumors swirled about him cheating, there was no way for me to find out if they were true because he was around pretty women all the time. When he started our business, we interviewed a lady that worked on his campaign. She seemed to know all about marketing, so I agreed to hire her. I've regretted it for 3 years. Whenever she and I have a disagreement, my husband pulls me to the side and says something like, "You know how you can be." I started keeping an eye on him, and I put an air tag in his glove compartment so I can see where his car is at all times. Last night around 9 p.m., he was at her house. I used my GPS and went over there to join them. The two of them were standing in her carport, so I walked right on up. My husband was all dramatic, like, "Oh, hey, babe, is everything okay?" She gave me a fake hug and said that my husband stopped by for some marital advice. My husband asked, "Why are you here?" His question shocked me, so I told him to also ask her for advice on where to stay. I told him he was not welcome at home. He said, "I am an embarrassment to myself and our business." Why would he say that in front of her? I didn't know we had marital problems, but if we do, why would he confide in this beautiful single woman? Well, you said it right there, because she's beautiful and single. He likes her, obviously, and he's obviously stupid, too, because what is he doing over there at 9 p.m.? You all aren't working. It's late. He should be at home with you in the house, and your husband defends her in front of you every chance he gets. No, sir. Mm-mm. We're not doing that. Not to mention how he talks to you in front of her. He doesn't need marital advice from her. She's not married. She's single. She's not a marriage counselor or anything. I'm with you. It's definitely way more going on between the two of them than meets the eye, because she is not, I repeat, a marriage counselor. Anyway, I'm glad that they were just standing in the carport, though. I'm glad about that when you drove up, because it could have been much worse if they were just in the house alone and you walked in on them. So this is a mess, and I don't know if you and your husband are going to be able to work this out. I don't know because of the way he acts. Steve?
Well, all this letter is for me is a letter filled with lessons. This is nothing but lessons. I am not really sure about the guilt of anybody in this letter. That's not crystal clear. And I'll point that out to you as we go. But this is a letter full of lessons. So let's go. My husband played a significant role in politics in our city for 15 years. He started a business. We run together. When he was in politics, he interacted with lots of prominent females that he called associates. Now, this is where the letter begins. When rumors swirled around about him cheating, there was no way for me to find out if they were true because he was around pretty women all the time. Right there. There have been rumors of him cheating, and you could not find out because he was around pretty women all the time. Could it have just been rumors? It could have been. Could it have been true? It could have been, but you said just now you couldn't prove anything. Not nothing. So now, what is the lesson here? You can ignore these rumors and trust your instinct. You didn't find out anything, so factually, he seems to be in the clear. When we started our business, we interviewed a lady that worked on his campaign. She seemed to know all about marketing, so I agreed to hire her. All right now. And we find out later on that the person in question was hired by the both of you. Mm-hmm. What is the lesson here? Quit hiring people that's finer than you.
Woo! Say that again. Lesson.
That part.
Stop hiring people that's finer than you. That's lesson number one. Yeah. I regretted it for 3 years. I know you did. I just said, stop hiring people that's finer than you. I regretted it for 3 years. Whenever she and I have a disagreement, why? Right here. Now, if you hired her because she knows so much about marketing, then she give you a marketing strategy, and then you disagree with her, why did you hire her? My husband pulls me to the sides and says something like, all right, come on, baby. You know how you can be. You hired her. You said you wanted her to do the job. Now let her do the job. This may be the best thing for us. You just got to have another eyeball on this thing. Baby, you know how you can be. What did he do just now? Reverse psychology, my man. Because, lady, you do know how you can be. I started keeping an eye on him, and I put an air tag in his glove compartment so I could see where it's coming. That's another valuable lesson. I'm going to go on commercial break and find out what an air tag is so I can let y'all know. Y'all got to start going through these damn glove compartments.
All right, Steve, we'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after. The subject of today's Strawberry Letter, she gives my husband marital advice. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us. Black women seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, some joyous, some challenging. From car repairs to unexpected vet bills to everyday expenses, Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage life's everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you along the way. Enjoy 3% cashback rewards on your gas, groceries, and utilities, and 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? Breathe easy. With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And guess what? You can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Just head to Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify now. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card is your key to a world of convenience and is accepted at all your favorite stores where you can use MasterCard. Life isn't always smooth, but with Aspire, you'll never walk alone. Aspire is your faithful companion. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify for the Aspire Cashback Rewards Card today. Build, grow, Aspire. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, she gives my husband marital advice.
All right, very quickly, it was a man that was in politics, and there was some rumors going around, and his wife heard about him, that him cheating, but she could never prove it or figure it out because he's always around pretty women. So really, there was no proof. Let's just move on. They started a business together, and one of the people they hired was an attractive woman that worked on his campaign. She knew a lot about marketing, so they hired her. Lesson number one, because this is nothing but a letter of lessons to be learned. There's probably no fix for this. Lesson number one, don't hire nobody finer than you. That's rule number one. Don't hire nobody finer than you. And then she said, for 3 years, I have regretted it. I know you have. Because you put the fox in the chicken coop. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And put it all up under your husband's face. Mm-hmm. You knew she was finer than you when you hired. And you think your husband don't see that? All right. You said she seemed to know a lot about marketing, and then you've regretted it. Now, you've regretted it, so now you check her every time she come up with a marketing idea, and you disagree with her. Then your husband pulled you to the side and said, come on, baby, now you know how you can be. Come on, now, let's stop this here. Get this woman a chance to do her job. And you know what? You hired her, so you're supposed to let her do her job. But you don't like her ideas because you don't like how she look, and you don't like how she is when she around your husband because you know she fine. Let's get back to the lesson. Quit hiring people that's finer than you. So now, I started keeping an eye on him, and I put an air tag in his glove compartment so I could see where his car is at all times. My staff has done some research for me and brought it to my attention of what an AirTag is. An AirTag is a little small round device. You can put it on your keychain or attach it to anything. And it's a tracker. It allows you to track a person, and you can look at your iPhone and find out who they are. Fellas, get outside, get in them glove compartments, and see if there is a tracker in your glove compartment. That's lesson number two. I didn't know what the hell an AirTag was, and now I'm going to have to hire somebody, go through all my damn cars, make sure I ain't getting tracked.
It could be anything, though. It could be in a backpack, keys. It could be anything.
I'm going to buy me a dog and train him to smell AirTags. They can get dogs to smell anything. All right, here we go. Last night around 9 p.m., he was at her house. And how she know? Because that AirTag is in that damn glove compartment.
That's right.
I used my GPS, and I went over to join them. The two of them were standing in her carport. So I walked right on up. My husband was all dramatic. Oh, hey, babe. Is everything okay?
Whatever.
Excellent. Excellent response, fella. You personalized it with, hey, baby. Everything okay? You personalize it and you showed concern.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but you mad, though. She gave me a fake hug. Yes. Everybody playing the role.
Mm-hmm.
But, lady, they was standing in the carport.
Yeah.
Once again, you didn't roll up on nothing.
Yeah.
Doing nothing. They wasn't hugging. They wasn't coming out in a warm embrace. They were standing in the carport. And then she gave you a fake hug and said, my husband stopped by. I like this girl right here. She came up with the alibi. Because his stupid ass might not have had one. She said, my husband stopped by for some marital advice. My husband asked,
right.
Why are you here? Baby, what's wrong? Why are you here? His question shocked me. So I told him to ask her for advice on where to stay.
Right.
His question shocked you.
Right.
Baby, why are you here? Is something wrong? What's going on? And now you say the question shocked you, so you said ask her for some advice on where to stay. I told him he was not welcome at home. Mm-hmm. He said, damn, baby, you are an embarrassment to yourself and our business.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he say that in front of her? Because you over there. He asked you why you over there. You told him to get some advice on where to stay. He said in front of her because you done said something in front of him. He's only right that he said, baby, you're embarrassing yourself and our business. Because guess what? You hired that woman into your business. Told your ass not to hire nobody finally. Now, they standing in the carport talking, and your mind playing tricks on you. You ghetto boy. You feel that? All mine, homie. My mind is playing tricks on you. Then she said, I didn't know we had marital problems. Yeah, you do. Because you're suspicious. But if we do, now you doubting it because you know you got some. Why would he confide in this beautiful single woman? Listen to me. Every married man that's making a move is saying he got problems at home. That's barcode 101 for cheap. Mm. Only thing is you didn't bust him.
All right.
My question goes back into how do we find these damn AirTags.
Leave your comments.
Find these AirTags.
On today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app where free never sounded so good. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey,
Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.